I have too much dick fat.
I don't join the ranks of ordinary men. I burn flags, not oil reserves. I'm no ex-football player or racket combatant. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? I don't join the ranks of ordinary men. I burn flags, not oil reserves. I'm no
because baby fits in a dumpster a lot easier than a couch does.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, would normally invite neighbors over to Paul's Fort to listen to music containing profanity. In the fort tonight we have neighbor Tony. Neighbor Tony, say goodnight. Goodnight, neighbor Tony. Alright, so here's the deal, guys. Last week, neighbor Dave and neighbor Paul recorded a soft, fluffy, I love you, man, expunging on my negative virtues and extolling on my positive virtues. And it was sweet. I got to admit, gentlemen, I liked it a lot. And I thought long and hard about a retort, maybe a soft, loving, you know, I love you back, man, or I love you back, men, or I love your men backs, your man backs. I thought about that for a minute, and I thought about all the things I enjoy about Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Paul. And then I just thought, fuck that. I'm just going to go on what I hate about Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Paul. And I thought this an opportune time to do so because both Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Paul have left me alone in the neighborhood. They've left me alone so that they can go ice fishing. Now, I, as a native Minnesotan, understand that ice fishing is for the birds. There are very few fishy holes that I am interested in, and I could name them on two fingers. Anyways, now Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Paul, as non-Minnesotans, don't understand this. So what they've done is they have taken Neighbor Paul's rear-wheel drive BMW up onto Lake Mille Lacs to rent a fish house and try to fish for the weekend. And I tried to warn him against this, and we'll talk about this in future podcasts. But first of all, who the fuck takes a rear-wheel drive BMW out on the barren ice of Minnesota, let alone a rear-wheel drive sports sedan with temperamental Bosch electronics from Germany? And for two guys, as a native Minnesotan, ice fishing is for the birds. That's all I got to say. Anyways, back to the podcast from last week. Neighbor Dave, Neighbor Paul, I appreciate all the nice shit you said about me, but I do take issue with a few things. First of all, you call me Potbelly. No, this motherfucker's working on a two-pack minimum. All right? Suck it, bitches. For two, you also mentioned a few times that I think I'm stupid. And I don't think I'm stupid. I'm a fucking genius, man. I thought of this podcast where we play music containing profanity. And then, just as I was going to go on to think about ways that I hated Neighbor Paul and Neighbor Dave, I thought, wait a minute, I'm a fucking genius, and the Super Suckers got a song about that. So here you go, from Get It Together, this is the Super Suckers with I'm a Fucking Genius. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you want to take a lesson on being cool? Call Solo before it happens. As if there were any doubt. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest rock and roll band of all time, the Super Suckers. So anyways, as I was saying, things that I hate about Neighbor Dave and Neighbor Paul. Paul's an intense motherfucker, and I, as the Super Suckers have stated, am a dude that makes the shit up as I go, all right? So therefore, Paul and Tony tend to clash at times. Paul likes shit organized, Paul likes things on point, and Tony just doesn't give a shit. So that's one thing that bugs me about Paul. But what bugs me about Paul mostly is that he's a weird combination of both torso and leg, where you kind of look at both of them and you think, is this guy all torso or is this guy all leg? Because there's a lot of torso going on and there's a lot of leg going on at the same time. But yet, I'm 5'8", 5'9", and motherfucker is, he's shorter than me. How can you be shorter than me but still carry that much leg and that much torso? And still beat me at horse, and still beat me at basketball. That bums a guy out. And then he got Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave is like the guy in the podcast from the Tom Green Show. Remember that dude that would just sit back in the window, back in the corner, and he would never say anything? He would only just laugh at Tom Green's jokes? That's like Dave. Dave, that's you. You just sit in the corner of the fort and laugh at jokes. And then when you do speak up, you bring old music. On the last podcast, you brought some acid-dropping dude from the 1930s. All right, Dave? I got news for you. The 1930s happened over 50 years ago. And if I'm going to be exact, the 1930s happened roughly 80 years ago. Stop bringing music from a century ago, all right? And you know, the other thing I hate about Dave is he never loses anything. And I know that's not a much of a hate, but it is a hate. Motherfucker, whether it's darts, whether it's soccer ball, whether it's water skiing races, it doesn't matter, man. The motherfucker wins at everything, and it pisses a guy off just a little bit. You know, I would almost take Neighbor Paul's rather large torso above Dave's winning everything if I had to choose. You know, and speaking of torso man again, motherfucker is always trying to agitate me. Whether it's pushing my buttons, not listening to my songs on a podcast, or whether it's chewing into the microphone, motherfucker Paul, why do you always gotta agitate me? One of the things my mother used to yell at me about when I was a kid was chewing with my mouth closed. Henceforth, I have developed an opposition to people chewing with their mouth open, yet you keep doing this in every podcast, and you made a point to do it in the last podcast. Just to show you how fucking annoying this is, Paul, I'm going to play you a clip from a podcast that I listened to for a very short time called Very Vocabulary, done by a guy named Adam. And in this case, Adam reads vocabulary words every day, puts on a podcast a day. But in this case, Adam in his podcast is eating a cookie and drinking a Diet Coke. Listen up.
This is an amateur educational podcast, and I usually don't eat while I'm doing it.
Because you fucking shouldn't.
Just put up to help people read and understand English vocabulary, make their life a little better. Give me something to stress about, recording podcasts. And
all right, listen, Paul. Can you hear his uvula dancing inside your ear? That's how you fucking drive me crazy when you eat your pretzels on the podcast. So knock it the fuck off, please. It's not appropriate, Paul, to chew pretzels while purveying a podcast, okay? The more you know. So as I stirred my fury, I couldn't help but reminisce about the excellent music that Neighbor Paul has turned me on to over the last 3 years. Neighbor Dave has never introduced me to shit for music that I can appreciate. But Neighbor Paul, you've come through on me. And I'd like to play a few songs. I'd like to play a few songs by musicians that you've introduced me to over the last few years. And the first one brings me back to December of 2010, where you introduced me to Ike Riley. You brought over Salesman and Racist by Ike Riley and blew my fucking mind. So I'm off that album. Here is Commie Drives a Nova.
I like the curves of my communist. I love the words of my communist. I kiss the lips of my communist. Grab the hips of my communist. Meet the stars, drink the bars, and ride. She's got a Nova. Commie drives a Nova. Here comes my commie with a millionaire. We're strapped
was a worker, she was a commie. I had a job, she had fatigues. Khaki, cami, fashion and power, she fills them out and I aim to please. I never seen nothing, baby, better than a commie in a Nova with the panties in a pocket for the ride. She's heavy and sweet and I'm digging in my heels. Lay it on the line for the party tonight. I like the clothes of my commies.
Gotta love how that song just fucking degrades into a little bit of a mess at the very end there. So thank you, Neighbor Paul, to introduce me to that Dyke Riley. Hey, I just thought of another thing I hate about Neighbor Dave. Hey, Neighbor Dave, we used to drink dirty martinis, dirty vodka martinis, because gin martinis are for sissy farts. We used to drink dirty vodka martinis 3 days a week, and I loved it, man. That was a great bonding experience to sit and do that with you. And now, Neighbor Dave's moved on to fucking whiskey Manhattans. And everybody knows that whiskey just wants to make friends punch holes in friends' walls. There's nothing good about whiskey. So Dave, would you please knock it off with the cherry juice and the whiskey and the whatever else in those Manhattans, and please switch back to vodka martinis with me? Because nothing helps males bond better than vodka, vermouth, a jigger of olive juice, and 3 martinis on a stick, okay? The more you know. All right, gang, it's time for me to knock off this shitty rant. I truly hope that Neighbor Paul and Neighbor Dave get off the ice successfully in their two-wheel drive sports sedan from Journey with the temperamental electronics and return safely back to the neighborhood, okay? So to take you guys out, I'd like to play you one more song from an artist that Neighbor Paul introduced me to. This is the ever-eclectic and always overly cerebral rapper Bus Driver, the 14-year-old phenom who turned into a way too smart adult who can rap like a motherfucker. This is Bus Driver off of Roadkill Overcoat with Kill Your Employer.
Huh. This motherfucker was passing out pamphlets to me and shit. Trying to put me up on game. I was like, you stinky motherfucker.
With long armpit hair sticking out like a sore thumb, smelling like dinosaur dung. These hippies are holier than now. Reporting your tenant peace marches, hold a cold veggie dog. I'm at your home with your pen pal, though I unload ink cartridges at Red State Demigods. Conspiring the style on an SUV can. Say the black face is at the refugee camp. Demonstrate Sterling's butt neck. The compliment your unfurling drug fix. Stupid hood wink. The secret motherhood winks as your heroes push ink with a branded buttocks. Now he's an action pose doll. Clad in the latest fashion faux pas. Just another rapper, no one all targeted and politicized those big business ties. Let me guess, draw a microbiota cuisine. Prep cook with a textbook, liberal outlook, and in a press nook, house reffin', but you're not gonna put me history in the Hollywood and why you dress like wild merman.
Hey, thank you everybody for listening to this shitty podcast. I'd invite you to tune back in a couple of weeks when I will be reunited with my favorite neighbors, Paul, Dave, and Brett, to continue playing you tons of music that contains profanity. Good night.
Kill your employer.
It's therapeutic, actually.
Riddle with Neo
real expressionism amid the words and RD erasure. Your best out your green party favor. Smoking on push hash, algae at the bush bash rally. Mocking army behavior. Barbecue and sorts of meat substitutes. Arguing that complete study group. Shunning power in your turtleneck, shoppy cards or turbo jets. Right across personal checks. You know, relief money's on route. You exchange wistful Kai by bows while they prep the missile silos. And I'll put the